Scripture readings today are Jeremiah 18, verses 1 through 8, and Psalms 139, verses 1 through 6. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hand. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as best to him. Then the words of the Lord came to me. He said, "Can I not do with you, Israel, as this potter does?" declares the Lord. "Like clay in the hands of the potter, so are you in my hands, Israel. If at any time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down, and destroyed, and if that nation I warn repents of its evil, then I will relent and not inflict on the disaster I had planned." You have searched for me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay down your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. May God bless his words to our hearts and our minds.
One of the other readings today was from Philemon, verses 1 through 21. "I, Paul, am writing this letter, and I am a prisoner because of Christ Jesus. Our brother Timothy joins me in this writing. Philemon, we are sending you this letter. You are our dear friend, and you work together with us. We are also sending it to our sister Ephia and to Achippus. He is a soldier of Christ together with us, and we are sending it to the church that meets in your home. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. I always thank my God when I remember you in my prayers, that because I hear about your love for all of God's people, I also hear about your faith in the Lord Jesus. And I pray that what we share by believing will help your understanding even more. And then you will completely understand every good thing we share by believing in Christ. Your love has given me great joy. It has encouraged me. My brother, you have renewed the hearts of the Lord's people. And because of the authority Christ has given me, I could be bold. I could order you to do what you should do anyway. But we love each other. And I would rather appeal to you on the basis of that love, because I, Paul, am an old man, and I am now also a prisoner because of Christ Jesus. I'm an old man, and I am in prison, and this is how I make my appeal to you for my son, Osimius. He became a son to me while I was being held in chains. Before that, he was useless to you, but now he has become useful to you and to me. I'm sending Osimius back to you. All my love for him goes with him. I'm being held in chains because of the good news. So I would have liked to keep Osimius with me, and he could take your place in helping me. But I didn't want to do anything unless you agreed. Any favor you do must be done because you want to do it, not because you have to. Osimius was separated from you for a little while. Maybe that was so you could have him back forever. You could have him back not as a slave. Instead, he would be better than a slave. He would be a dear brother. He is very dear to me, but even more dear to you. He is dear to you not only as another human being, he is also dear to you as a brother in the Lord. Do you think of me as a believer who works together with you? If so, then welcome Osimius as you would welcome me. Has he done anything wrong to you? Does he owe you anything? Well, then charge it to me. I'll pay it back. I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I won't even mention that you owe me your life. My brother, we both belong to the Lord, so I wish I could receive some benefit from you. Renew my heart. We know that Christ is the one who really renews it. I'm sure you will obey. So I'm writing to you. I know that you will do even more than I ask. The words of Philemon, might we bless them to our hearts and to our minds. Let us pray. Yahweh, you are the God of all things. You know us thoroughly and you love us totally. You form our hearts and our actions, bestowing your love on us so we might share this love with others. Help us to hear your voice today in this message and in this worship experience. Amen. In the reading Dawn read from Jeremiah today, we hear another warning of the impending judgment on God's people. God warns the people of Judah that if they do not turn toward God and away from the other things that they worship in their life, then God will break apart their nation and reshape it. Much like we would break down something made from fresh clay and start over if we found an air bubble or a hard spot in it, or we were just not pleased with the results of turning it on the potter's wheel. When the potter starts with that wet, slimy clay, only the potter has the vision and no true assurance that that clay can be reformed into the pot or bowl or plate. No guarantee that the potter has the skills to bring that clay to fruition. So when the potter starts, the result is completely unknown. You know, when COVID-19 started in 2020, we had a lot of unknowns. And nothing more to work with than slimy clay, just like the potter. We didn't know what was going to happen each day. We didn't know how to connect safely with each other. We didn't know if the unrest in the would come to our neighborhood that day. We didn't know how each day was going to be completed. We didn't know how to reach out and connect with one another. We learned a little more each day. We learned a little more with each turn of the wheel on the clock. Sometimes we found an air bubble or a hard spot in our clay. We'd start over. But we continued to turn that wheel, and we continued to embrace our knowledge and to understand that God was working in our lives, and that throughout the change in that new day, good would come. That's what the psalm reassured us. The psalm is one of praise, praising God for knowing us and planning our lives, waiting for us to discover our destiny and excel at the things we encounter. It's the psalmist cheering us on to do great things. Pastor Jeremy Orang, a retired pastor, writes this about this passage. I used to play hide and seek with my children. The fun of seeking was knowing that someone was hiding, and the fun of hiding was knowing someone was seeking. Today, as an adult and a pastor, I am concerned about the people who feel that no one is looking for them or fear that someone might really see them. My heart breaks for people who ask themselves, "Does anyone care that I was even here? Who notices me? How can I be in the middle of a crowd and feel no one sees me? Do I matter? Would anyone love me if they really knew what was inside of me?" Well, I remember times when I asked those questions growing up. I think it's kind of a natural thing. You get to some very hard questions sometimes in life. But what is really important is to have a group of people around you where you feel safe and comfortable to ask those questions, that you feel comfortable that somebody feels it's important that you belong, that you be there, that they're interested in you. Now, God knows who you are, and God knows where we've been, and God knows who we will be. God understands. God notices what is going on around us. And you know what? God loves us even if we're not perfect on the outside, if we're not perfect on the inside. I thought about saying, hey, put up your hand if you think you're perfect inside and out. But I was afraid somebody might actually do it, and then we'd have a whole nother conversation. Because, you know, there's a few of you who like to just yank my chain a little bit. We're always evolving. We're always becoming something new. The cells are regenerating in our bodies constantly. We're learning new things. Our brain grows constantly. And we are blessed by God's everlasting love for us as we do this. Philemon shared the story of Osimius and Philemon. Philemon, a fellow Christian, Osimius, a slave belonging to Philemon, who was stolen away and found Paul's congregation and became part of that congregation, accepting Christ as his Savior. But Osimius asked to return to Philemon, and so we hear Paul warning Philemon not to hold him as a slave. He tells Philemon that in God's kingdom, human structures like slavery have no place. And Paul encourages him to welcome Osimius as a brother, a fellow worker in God's vineyard. You see, Paul's message to Philemon was pretty revolutionary. He's encouraging Philemon to welcome Osimius back, welcome him as a brother, welcome him as a fellow believer. He's trying to explain to Philemon that the unity in the body of Christ cuts across all of our humanly created positions and categories, occupations, economic statuses, nationalities, ethnicity, all those things we characterize people by. When somebody loves God with us, they're part of our God-given family. And you, my friends, are called to the same thing. You are called to be siblings of Christ. You are called to go through things together in life. You're called to be molded and to be shaped. We'll be shaped. And then we'll be thrown back on the potter's wheel, and we will be shaped again. We'll be challenged and challenged again. We'll change and change again. You see, this is the glory of living our lives out. As humans, we get many chances to change, to improve, to enhance our status with other Christians and with God. And God is always loving us. God is always watching us, not in a creepy way. Doesn't that kind of creep you out when they tell you, God's always watching you? I remember as a kid, that really creeped me out. But it's meant that God is always watching you, like a benevolent parent watches their child or a grandparent watches their grandchild. There's that loving, seeking, looking, watching, engaging that we do. That's what we mean when we say God is always watching. He's not Santa Claus trying to decide if you get a Christmas gift or not. He's but a benevolent person, benevolent entity in your life who wants you to succeed, wants you to be loved, wants you to take care of others. So shape yourself wisely, seek to help others around you, and continue your shaping. continue to land on that potter's wheel and come back up again. Because we're learning and we're growing and we're changing and we're loved. Amen.